Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the fourth week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we continue looking at Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 9. Heidelberg Catechism question 9. Does not God, then, do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? No, for God so made man that he could perform it, but man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of this power. In the 1970s, comedian Flip Wilson coined a catchphrase as a way to excuse his actions in a joking manner, a phrase we've all heard, and perhaps even used ourselves. The devil made me do it. Wilson would do or say something outlandish. Then, to get out of trouble, and for a laugh, he would say, "The devil made me do it." In the garden, Eve's excuse was, "The devil made me do it." When God approached our first parents after they had eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed Satan. And while Satan did indeed offer the temptation to disobedience, the devil cannot make anyone sin. Satan is not God, he is not sovereign, and he cannot control our actions. He can entice, he can tempt, and he can instigate, as we confess. But at the end of the day, we are the ones who willfully choose to break God's law. For the sad reality is we are willfully disobedient without the help of Satan, and as a general rule, we don't like taking responsibility. As recorded in Genesis 3, verse 6, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate." Both could later blame someone else for their sinful choice, but at the end of the day, the choice was theirs to make, freely and willfully. James 1, verses 14 and 15 tells us, "Each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." Because we are corrupt in every part of our being, as we confess in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 7 and 8, our desires are enough to entice us down the path of sin. We do not need anyone or anything outside of us to make us sin. We are not only capable, but left to ourselves, we are prone to sin. And while the devil certainly instigated the chain of events in Genesis 3, that culminated in the sin of mankind, he did not force either Adam nor Eve to eat. And while the devil still prowls the earth, as Peter tells us, seeking to devour the people of God, apart from the will of God, he cannot harm us. As we find at the beginning of Job, Satan had to have God's permission before he could do anything to Job. Job 1 verse 12, "And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your hand, only against him do not stretch out your hand. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord." This was true of the Apostle Peter as well. When Jesus told him in Luke 22, verses 31 and 32, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Jesus' exhortation to Peter was that though Satan would entice him, his faith would not fully fail, and he would repent of his sin and in turn offer encouragement to his brothers. And as we know, Peter did fail, as he denied Jesus 3 times, a willful and sinful choice Peter made. Yet the prayer of Jesus was answered, and Peter's faith did not fail completely, and he was restored to grace and ultimately became one of the foremost proponents of the gospel of Christ, as we find throughout the book of Acts. Which is why Peter, having experienced it himself, then tells us in his first epistle, in chapter 5, verse 8, to be sober-minded and watchful, for the prowling devil desires to instigate wickedness in the hearts of men. And as those redeemed by the blood of Jesus, we are called to stand firm, Peter tells us. We are called to resist the devil. We are called to rely on the Holy Spirit within to guide us to that which is good and right, for he cannot make us sin. And so, rather than be willfully disobedient, may we stand firm against the wiles of the devil, and may we seek to honor and glorify God in all that we do. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.